Nintendo's ninth podcast. This is our Games Convention spectacular episode. And I'm joined with James and Kevin over Skype this time.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. We've been having some issues with my computer, so you might hear the fan come on at some point, but bear with us. It'll go off eventually. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and get into the news this week. And Games Convention was pretty good. I mean, I guess it's still going on, but I would say it's been a lot better than E3 was.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've gotten a lot more game announcements, a lot more trailers, screenshots. I mean, it just seems like there's a ton of stuff. So we're gonna go through some of the bigger announcements for the Wii this week. And one of the main announcements, Kevin, was one from Sega.
Yeah, House of the Dead Overkill. They debuted with a trailer that people seemed to really like. It was an 80s B-movie type trailer. It's got a lot of positive reaction. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I really like the trailer, and the whole grindhouse feel is really cool. And I just hope they keep that same sort of style, or at least music-wise, for the game. Because I know I was a big fan of the game. At least playing in the arcade versions. What do you think, James?
I hate that it seems like it's on rails, because I feel so limited and claustrophobic playing a rails game.
Right. Did you play the Umbrella Chronicles much?
I owned it, played about one level, and pulled it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, those games are a lot more fun when you're doing the co-op mode.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have someone to play next to and have, like, you know, two zappers going at it, I mean, it's a lot.
Great game. You know, you're a special woman.
Exactly.
Put some zombies.
Oh, yeah. I think they actually showed a trailer of that when they were promoting the game, didn't they?
Maybe, right, I think.
Yeah, I think they had, like, some guy and a girl, and they were laughing and I guess having a good time killing some zombies. So yeah, definitely House of the Dead's going to be a good game for the Wii. And speaking of zombie games, there was Dead Rising. They showed off quite a bit at the Games Convention. But really, it hasn't been received very well from the press, has it?
Because it sucked on 360. Wii's not going to make it much better.
Yeah.
Well, despite it sucking, it still has a pretty big cult following. I mean, people really seem to like just slashing through zombies. But I think the problem with it for the Wii is just they tried to make it the same but different. And in the end, it's just going to compromise what it's going to be.
Right. Yeah, and I think most of the response from it was, you know, people who had played the 360 version, and they're just like, yeah, I've already played through the game, and there's not much rationale for them to go buy the Wii version. I mean, the motion controls are really cool. I mean, you can, you know, take a chainsaw to a zombie or whatever as if you're really holding it, so, you know, that's the real big difference between the Wii version, but
we can mow them over with a lawnmower.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's more Resident Evil 4 gameplay, which was great.
Yeah. I mean, the Resident Evil 4 engine is, you know, tried and true, and, you know, there's no denying that. So, but yeah, I hope the graphics at least get some more polish on it, or it seems kind of like not quite finished. You know, like just the way you look at the graphics right now. Seems like a lot of the textures are still kind of not super high res, really. Or not, obviously not 360, but seems like
360 wasn't very high res for a 360 game.
Really? I guess since they just had a ton of stuff on screen, that was the main thing, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to get our zombie fill on the Wii for sure. And I really think that Capcom is going to try and find a way to do either Resident Evil 5 or some new Resident Evil game for the Wii. And And, you know, they've been talking about Street Fighter 4 this week at Games Convention. And there was some sort of interview where they said that it was, quote, definitely doable to do Street Fighter 4 on the Wii.
Which I've been saying for the past year.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the game isn't overly, you know, graphically intensive. I mean, really the graphics could be done on the Wii. And fighting games, you can really push the hardware more because you don't have to do huge levels. And, you know, you can really focus on the detail of the characters. Think of a game like Soul Calibur 2 on the GameCube. I mean, the graphics were really good because for fighting games, they can focus really just on making the characters look really good. So I think they can definitely pull it off. And hopefully we'll see either Street Fighter 4 or Resident Evil 5 or both, hopefully, at some point.
Yeah, because I honestly think that any game can be doable on the Wii. You just have to change a few things.
Right.
Pull from the Wii strength instead of just making a poor port and just giving the Wii owners crap. You know, just build the same game specifically for the Wii and it could be similar.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's so much they can do with it, and I think the announcement of the Wii Motion Plus is going to help out Nintendo a lot for these types of games, because now developers, you know, who really want that precision control, it's like, hey, well, now we have full motion control for whatever we want to do, you know, now that just gives them that much more motivation to really try and make the game, you know, for the Wii.
That reminds me of a segue.
Yeah.
I think it was last week. We didn't have a podcast last week, so we weren't able to talk about it. But LucasArts complaining, being upset about not knowing about the Motion Plus earlier.
Right.
Because they probably would have liked to have integrated it in some game, like Force Unleashed or something.
Right, yeah. And they, you know, a lot of developers are probably feeling the same thing, but no more so than LucasArts, probably.
That's the perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, both of their games, Force Unleashed and Clone Wars, I mean, those are perfect Motion Plus games.
Yeah, any Star Wars game would be perfect Motion Plus.
Yeah.
Now they just need to come up with a game built around Motion Plus.
Yeah.
Like, even more so than, you know, Clone Wars and Force Unleashed could have been. A straightforward game, uses lightsabers like crazy.
Right. Yeah, and one of my favorite Star Wars games was the one on the 64, The Shadow of the Empire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they made, you know, that type of a game, you know, just kind of like what they're doing with Force Unleashed, where it's a different storyline, you know, in the Star Wars universe, and they could do something really cool for the Wii, you know, specifically for the Motion Plus, and make it just a real, real cool, fun game, so... you know, heck, I don't even care if the game's fun. I just want to swing around the lightsaber one-to-one.
Well, I hope whenever Star Wars Battlefront 3 comes out, I hope it's for the Wii.
Yeah.
And use Motion Plus.
Yeah, and I think we'll hear a lot more announcements about Motion Plus games. And I know EA this week announced a new Motion Plus game. They're coming out with a new game... I guess it's just called Tennis right now, just plain Tennis. But that may just be a tentative title right now. But it's supposed to take full advantage of the Motion Plus, and it's coming out next year. So I can see a ton of sports games benefiting from the Motion Plus. Tiger Woods is probably the most obvious. But, you know, a new tennis game from EA, you know, specifically designed for the Wii Motion Plus is going to be really cool. And hopefully,
maybe even
hopefully as well.
Frisbee golf game. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many new games you can do now. I mean, yeah, like with that demo from Wii Sports Resort, you know, playing the frisbee catch or whatever with the dog. I mean, there's just a lot you can do with that one-to-one control that you just couldn't do with the normal Wii remote.
Well, Wii version of the 10 dogs. They would pitch your dog all day long.
Yeah. That's one franchise, James, that that I haven't heard come up in a while.
It was a big franchise.
Yeah. I think Nintendo, I think they have a huge market for that if they came out with a Wii version.
Yep.
Yeah, they need to, because the Wii market is saturated with these crappy versions of, you know, Nintendog that doesn't even compete with it.
Yeah, like these pets of the Z. That
monkey game, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Monkey Madness.
Yeah,
there's so many, the horsies, and basically all those games from Ubisoft just seem like cheap imitations. But yeah, a full Nintendogs game would be cool. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of games that Nintendo could and should announce for sure.
Pilot Wings,
yeah.
Yeah. I really want a Pilot Wings game. That's all I ask in the video.
Oh man, yeah, and speaking of game announcements, I mean, there's quite a few, maybe not new game announcements, but new trailers and new information about games this week at Leipzig. And one of the big ones that we heard about just a couple weeks ago was Cursed Mountain. And we talked about it on our podcast a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
Yes.
And we had just seen some of the concept screens for it. But just this week, we got a trailer, finally, for Cursed Mountain. And the game looks really promising. And kind of fits into that whole survival horror genre, which seems to be a popular one on the Wii nowadays. But yeah, the graphics, I mean, what did you guys think of seeing the video?
I liked it. I thought it was a nice, unusual take on the genre, whatever it's going to be. And the fact that you're a mountain climber, it kind of gives a cool new element to the horror type game that it is.
Right. Yeah, they said that you can like see as you're going up the mountain all the different areas that you've been, and looking at the trailer, it looked almost like an Eternal Darkness type of feel, like, as you kept seeing these flashes, and, you know, basically very similar to Eternal Darkness, where you would start hallucinating. So I think they'll really try and go with that whole psychological thrill element for the game, which I hope they do. So but yeah, the environments look really good, and I mean, just the whole concept of the game sounds really cool. It's kind of a different thing, different type of zombie game. And we also saw some new footage for Mad World.
Fantastic.
And it looks so good. James, I cannot wait to play this.
I can't either.
We still haven't seen everything about it. Like, they showed a lot more in this new gameplay trailer of, you know, new environmental weapons, you know, using trains, and there's tornadoes and cars, and yeah, one of the scenes he's actually on a motorcycle, and I guess some of the scenes you'll actually get to play these like chases, and you'll get to carry the chainsaw with you on the motorcycle, and, you know, bust into traffic and do all sorts of crazy stuff. So there's a lot to the game that we still haven't seen. So yeah, James, it's good. I can't believe you didn't watch it.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a busy week, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I've never seen Chris Mountain trailer yet.
That's all right. And don't worry, I'll cut this out. That's fine.
Okay, sorry.
It freaks me out because I just keep hearing bubbles.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I was wondering if you guys had it turned up.
Yeah, I did. Oh, man. That's good,
though. Holy crap, this is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, so.
All right, yeah, so Mad World looks amazing. And there was another game that we saw the first footage for, and it's kind of been the brunt of some jokes here at Pure Nintendo, and I'm sure other places, but Sadness is a game that we've been hearing off and on about ever since the Wii launched, and we would just get, you know, one piece of concept art, like, every 4 months or something. And I honestly thought the game was in trouble of actually being finished or even started from what they showed. But there was a rumored video of a Sadness trailer, and it looked pretty legit. I don't know, did you guys see it?
I missed it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jake. Go.
Oh no, I was just gonna say I'm pretty sure it was legit. The fact that it was taken down so quickly.
Right.
And I mean, what other? I mean, I guess it could be an unknown game that we've never seen before. You know, that just someone else found and named it Sadness. But it seems fairly legit.
Yeah, and it seemed just like some of the concept images. You have that. There's that girl, and she's carrying around a torch. And in the gameplay, you know, she's walking through this cave type area. And I mean, the lighting and everything is, you know, obviously going to play a big part in the game. But it looked really good just seeing that short. It was like 20 seconds or something.
And it really didn't show that much. I mean, what it showed was great, but there wasn't a lot to it.
Right. Yeah, it just showed some guy playing it on a TV and walking around with the character. So, I mean, it's good that we've at least heard something about it, and hopefully that is the game in action.
Well, I contacted the guy who uploaded the video, yeah. And all he told me was that he had to take it down, and that's all he could say about it.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, right there. That just sounds like...
Yeah, that's like confirmation.
Yeah.
It's just like the whole GTA thing with Chinatown Wars.
Oh, yeah.
After that leaked survey got out, and then Rockstar's like, oh, yeah, take it down. That's basically confirming.
Yeah.
Just let it be, let it die.
Right, yeah, and people will forget about it, and they would just think it is just a rumor. So... Anyways, similar type of thing there with Sadness. And one of the other big game announcements at the game convention was Guitar Hero is going to use the pay-and-play service.
Which isn't surprising at all.
Yeah, yeah, because it might be surprising to places like Kotaku, who apparently never knew that the Wii version actually has downloadable content and has had it for months now, but that's all right. They can report it as not being in there. That's fine. But yeah, I mean, it seems natural because we heard it's been like 6 or 7 months ago that they're going to do downloadable content using the SD card. So it's only natural that, you know, you'd have to pay for that content. So. There you go, Nintendo's pay and play service, and I'm hoping the prices won't be too bad. Do you know what they are for the 360 versions, James?
I have no clue.
For downloading songs, I know they come in packs, right? Of like four or five songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure the pricing at all, but I would think it'll be pretty reasonable. Like if you're, you know.
Do you think it'd be any more than like an iTunes download, which is like $1 a song?
Yeah, I don't think so. And you could probably get them cheaper with, you know, if they have like band packs that are like five songs, you could probably get them for $3 or something. At least hopefully. That's just a guess right now, but I don't think they can charge that much for them. But yeah, that's going to be really cool. I'm really excited about the band feature, how you can compete online as a whole band, and I think that's gonna be a huge component of it, because it's not just two player now, it's not just you versus one other person, you know, it's your whole band, you know, your group gets together and plays against some other group. So,
and there's downloadable integration.
Yeah, yeah, we saw the first screens of that at the Games Convention, where, yeah, you can jam out with your Mii characters. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a nice addition. I mean, just seems kind of a natural thing nowadays that developers are going to use me somehow. And it's kind of nice they've added that in there just in case people want it to attract that casual market, you know. So, but yeah, Guitar Hero World Tour, gonna be a fantastic game. And really, there's just a lot of third party games that are coming out before the end of the year. I mean those are gonna be the games that are gonna have to carry the Wii. Since Nintendo only has Mario Sluggers coming out this next week, Wario Land Shake It, and then Animal Crossing, and that's it. So third parties have got to pick up the slack and show Wii owners what they're made of, I guess.
Where's my first party DS games, Nintendo?
Yes, that's a very good question. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, in that same line of thought there with third-party games, we saw a lot of new stuff for Sonic Unleashed, at least for the Wii version, and the graphics look pretty good, don't you think, guys?
I'm excited for it. I was truly disappointed with Sonic and the Secret Ring.
Yeah.
This one looks like it will make up for it.
Yeah, the graphics look amazing, and I mean, really, the gameplay is what I'm anxious to see. I saw a hands-on demo at E3. Problem was, it was Sega was actually the hands-on demo because they were only demoing it for us. We couldn't actually play the game. But I mean, the gameplay just looks like a ton of fun. Just the whole 2D, 3D transitions. It looks like it's gonna be just a return to the roots of Sonic games. So,
although the Werehog, whatever they're calling it, that's the only part I don't like about it. I wish they would just keep to the speed.
Right.
Like, don't slow it down into something it's not.
Yeah, and that may be the only faltering point for the game.
And here's the funny thing: it's a Werehog. But aren't werewolves, they were human, and they turned into a werewolf, not a werehuman.
Right.
So should it be a werehog?
Yeah, it's kind of...
It doesn't make logical sense.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what should we call him? Oh, let's call him a werehog. Ah, yeah, that's clever. Yeah, I like that.
It's a mistake, but yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Yeah, they said that, you know, when you're a werehog, you're going to be slower. But you can, you know, they have this whole combat system, which makes me worried because every time Sega does something different with Sonic, it ends up being a little hokey.
And you never know, Sonic and Knight could be huge.
Yeah, this is true. So yeah, so Sonic Unleashed, that's going to be another big third-party game this year, and. Another big one from EA that we saw here for the first time, at least a teaser trailer, was Need for Speed Undercover. And I'm really excited for this version of Need for Speed. I have Need for Speed Carbon. I didn't get Need for Speed Pro Street. But honestly, the last Need for Speed I liked was Most Wanted. Because that was the last one that really took advantage of the cops, and I just had a better feel. Carbon did have cops in it, but was not the same experience as Most Wanted. And they said they said it's closely modeled after Most Wanted and Hot Pursuit 2, which are some of my favorites of Need for Speed. And I think most people really like those out of the other ones. I don't know, what do you guys... you guys looking forward to it?
I am. I'm ready to see some Wii-specific trailers of third-party games.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like every trailer we saw for these games, I mean, Call of Duty, World at War, Need for Speed, it seems like they were all just 360 versions that were like, okay, where's the Wii version?
Yeah. And it's like, I understand you want to show how proud you are of how great it looks. But, I mean, make a Wii game that you're proud of to show alongside the 360 PS3 counterpart.
Exactly.
I mean, the fact that they're not showing it sometimes makes me worried, but Need for Speed should be a great game. I'm hoping, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other ones haven't been. I mean, Carbon looked pretty good. So, you know, I'm hoping they'll not dumb it down too much and just do a straight PS2 port or something. They really need to focus on the Wii more.
PS2 to die. It needs to go.
Yeah, because honestly, developers are, they're stuck on that crutch, you know. So, but yeah, Need for Speed, I'm hoping that's... And we don't really know much about... I mean, the game as a whole, like if it's going to have online play, you know, I would assume it would for the 360 and PS3 versions, but, you know, I'm hoping that it'll have it for the Wii version. That would be a first for Need for Speed on the Wii, but I don't see it as being that big of a problem to do, right?
No, it better have that. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, because honestly... And EA's been putting a lot of effort into the DS versions. Like, because I think all the latest DS Need for Speed games have had the Wi-Fi connection support. So
I think anything, it's just lazy not adding it. That's all it is.
Yeah. Because they can easily do online play with that. If you can do online play with Smash Brothers and Mario Kart, those games have a lot going on in them. And if you're just racing two cars side by side, granted the graphics are more, quote, realistic or whatever, but still, they should be able to do that online, no problem. So that's my hope for Need for Speed, at least, to be a real worth the buy. So, but yeah, moving on to the next game, Samba de Amigo. You guys ready to use your Wii Remote maracas?
Yeah.
they look huge, don't they? Did you see the pictures of them?
I feel like they can kill. There's gonna be lawsuits. People, kids smacking each other in the face.
They are just massive. Like I thought at first, I was like, why do they have those slots on the maracas? I was like, that's where you put the Wii Remote? It looked so tiny compared to the maracas.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if they're like real maracas, if they actually have like stuff inside them, you know.
I'm sure they do. Otherwise, it'd just be like.
Yeah, what's the point?
Just put the Wiimote on a shoe.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. But yeah.
I'm hoping this game does well, though.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it kind of reminds me of the whole Knight's Journey of Dreams. When that was shown, everyone loved it.
Mm-hmm.
No one bought it.
Nope.
And so I'm hoping this one does well and it's not just that blind cult following faith where no one follows through with it.
Right.
And when the game's released September 23rd, it's going to you'll be able to download three songs, new songs for it right away.
Yeah, that's it. And that's really cool. That was a big addition to it because honestly, I mean, people who might have been on the fence about it, and that's a pretty big selling point, the fact that you can download new songs for it.
No, only one of the songs I've ever heard of before.
What are some of the songs?
They've got Mamba Mamba by Lou Bega.
Yeah, they're just a lot of those dance and salsa songs, I think.
I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow. Are You Gonna Be My Girlfriend by Jet, which is the only song I know.
Yeah.
You don't know I Want Candy?
By Bow Wow? Was that the...
I think it's just a remake.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard of the song I Want Candy, so yeah, it's probably just a mixed up beat for the game.
Wasn't that in the first Rayman?
Maybe. There were a couple. There was a couple different, like, different songs from different genres there. I think there was, like, a salsa or a dance one.
The only one. I was sick of was girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
We should have got a video of Justin playing that song.
I was amazing at it, wasn't I?
You were. It was kind of scary.
Yeah, too amazing.
Oh, it was hilarious. Yeah, that was good times. Good times with the launch titles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Samba de Amigo seems like you know, it's kind of like these new music games, but I almost see it like the Dance Dance Revolution games. You know, as far as like the music that it offers, because, you know, DDR games, they have completely different songs than like Guitar Hero or Rock Band. They just have like techno songs and, you know, dance beats, or sometimes they'll have some upbeat rock songs, but, you know, DDR and Samba de Amigo are just kind of, you know, doing their own thing, you know, just the focusing on the dance beats or those type of songs. So, but who knows? It might be worth a play. We'll at least have to rent it and try it out, post up our review or something. So, but yeah, another huge game that was shown off at the games convention was The Conduit. Ah, it's gonna be so good, guys. The new video showed off just some more amazing gameplay, and it just looks like so much fun. Like the way he just walks around and is just firing. Like the controls look really fluid too. So I don't know, what did you guys think of the new trailer? Did you guys see it?
Yeah, I just think this game is slowly looking better and better every time I see it.
Yeah.
Despite graphics, gameplay, the amount of fun it's going to be, it better sell a crazy amount. Yeah. There better be Conduit 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. Next system.
Yeah, this could be that big first-person shooter franchise. Like, if Nintendo does step in and publish this, I mean, they could really milk this for you know, a lot. I think it really do well.
Yeah, if it does well, I hope third parties realize, hey, if you do first person shooter, like, you know, it can sell really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm doing an echo.
Echo.
Echo. Can you hear me? Okay, maybe it's fixed. Okay. All right, I'll cut that out. But yeah, The Conduit looks really good, and aren't they planning on doing online support?
Yeah.
And I think we heard last week that they were planning on doing LAN support too, right?
Yes.
So like local, like just hooking up some Wii systems together. I mean, that would be fantastic. Like just have them all on.
How do you do that? Do you use like a USB?
You would just you could do probably the USB wired adapter, but you could do the wireless. So yeah, you could just have a couple systems hook up on the same wireless access point, and that would be a ton of fun. Like, do you remember there were a couple games on the GameCube that had that?
Well, I know that people have rigged up Mario Kart, hacked into it where you could actually do that.
Yeah, well, they hacked it to do it online.
Oh, was it online?
Yeah, but it was built in. Like, Nintendo built in LAN support for Double Dash.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, yeah, and it was one of the only games to use it. It was that and 1080 Avalanche. They both had LAN support, so you could connect, if you had a broadband adapter for your GameCube, you could connect up and play with your friends like that.
How many people had a broadband adapter?
Very few. I think the people, you know, the only game that ever used it was Phantasy Star Online for the GameCube. So, you know, the people that bought that game obviously had one. But that's a feature that we need to see more often in games, I think. Because it's easier to do that than to do online play. Because there's not as much lag if you're just, you know, on the same network. So developers wouldn't have to worry about their graphics as much, you know, for slowdown. Like, it seems like they could easily do only LAN play without doing online play. Like, just do that always. Like, always have LAN play, and then sometimes they add online, you know? Because it honestly seems like it's, you know, it should be easier to do for that. Now, granted, they may just be thinking that, you know, who's going to get together with four Wii systems and play their game with it, but...
Why not have that option?
Would. Yeah, exactly. It's like, we would if we had that option. So, I mean, if you're going to go to the trouble of even... You know, if you're making a multiplayer game anyway, why not include LAN support? I mean, you know, if you're going to have local four-player, do LAN four-player, eight-player. So it doesn't seem like that big of a deal to do to me. So, and it's really cool because the Conduit developers, they keep saying all the stuff that they want. And, you know, 4 months ago, they said they wanted to do voice chat. And look what we have. We speak. And now they're saying they want LAN support. Well, I think Nintendo will let them do that. I mean, there's no reason why they couldn't. So I think the Conduit developers are really trying to do a lot with the Wii system, and you know, third parties need to take notice, especially for their games next year. So yeah, Conduit looks amazing. And that was really it for the games convention this week. Did you guys have any other games that you saw that you were excited about, or I guess we didn't talk about many DS games.
There's the Prince of Persia game for DS.
Yeah, it looks like it could be. I mean, you know, it's a 2D game, but you know, a lot of the old school Prince of Persia games were a lot of fun. So
and Sonic Dark Brotherhood. I'm excited about that game.
Yeah, that's gonna be really, and that's coming out in September or October.
I think September.
Okay. Yeah, it's coming out fairly soon. Yeah, that's gonna be a really good one, and I'm really looking forward to Skate It for the DS.
Where are the videos?
Yeah, where are the videos? I mean, the game really, you can't do it justice until you've seen videos of it in action. And you really just can't believe that it's running on the DS. And seeing a game like Skate It really gives me hope for a 3D Grand Theft Auto. Because the graphics that they're able to do in Skate It, they can easily do a 3D version of GTA on the DS. And yeah, we'll talk about that here in a minute here.
Another game for the Wii is the Shaun White snowboarding.
Yeah. And did they announce that you could use two balance boards for multiplayer?
I don't remember hearing that, but they could have.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've said that only, you know, it's one balance board per Wii system or not. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that they do have multiplayer in Shaun White, and it would be really cool if you could, you know, at least have two balance boards. You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, I don't care to have four of them or whatever, but if you could do two player doing that, that would be so much fun.
I think four would be, unless you had a lot of room, would be a lot.
Right. Yeah, because they could do two pretty easily, I think. And most everybody has Wii Fit. I mean, there's a ton of people that have Wii Fit now, and it's consistently, you know, the number one seller here in America for the Wii, at least throughout the summer right now, so.
Yeah, and as more balance board games come out, Nintendo could even put that on the Wii Fit box compatible with so-and-so games.
Right. Yeah, use it with Skate It, use it with Shaun White. So
almost 4,000 people, 4 million people have Wii Fit in the world.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of potential for the balance board, and I think they can do at least two balance boards. Because I know that the balance board, it just takes up one space or whatever you would call it. You know, on the Wii system, I think it defaults to player four when it connects to the Wii. But I think they can do it. I don't see why not. So hopefully, and yeah, Skate It. We saw some new videos for that. That was at the games convention, and that's going to be a really cool game. And yeah, there's just a lot of third party games coming out, guys, that are gonna be really good. And I guess we'll move on to some of the miscellaneous news the last couple weeks. One of the big news items was Chrono Trigger finally has a release date.
About time.
Yeah. Yeah, the early estimates were sometime in December, but it was confirmed by Square Enix that the game is going to come out November 25. So mark your calendars. And they also announced that it's going to have some sort of multiplayer feature, right? Didn't they say you can have like a two-player mode in the battles? Maybe it's three-player. But I think they announced that you can do some sort of local play, Wi-Fi play. So that'll be really cool. Because I know they were trying to add some new features to the game. I think they added a new dungeon. And, of course, it has all the touchscreen controls as well. But, yeah, Chrono Trigger DS, November 25. And speaking of the DS is back at number one in Japan. Yeah.
Boo.
What are you talking about, James?
I wanted to fail so the Force to release the next DS. Sure.
Okay. All right. I'll allow it.
But with the new PSP, I say next year we're definitely going to get a new DS.
Yeah. Yeah. At least an announcement. Like, announce it in spring or summer and come out end of next year. It's got to happen soon.
That analyst is correct. We should have it at the Tokyo Game Show.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there could be some big stuff from Nintendo at Tokyo, guys.
Yep.
Especially with Nintendo being disappointed with their showing at E3. There could be some surprises at Tokyo from Nintendo, hopefully. But yeah, the DS is back on top in Japan. And there was some new Nintendo Power info this week. There was some new stuff announced about Animal Crossing. There's a DS to Wii connection, right?
Yay!
Yeah, so you can actually... you can take travel data from your Wii system and download it to your DS. I'm not sure how it'll integrate with the, you know, with the Wide World game on the DS. But there's a lot of cool features for the Wii version. You can take pictures... send them to SD card, email, your Wii friends. And they're also thinking about downloadable content where you can do new furniture or even like wallpaper designs. And they're planning on doing that all free. So that'll be really good. And they said, again, that Wii Speak is not bundled with the game.
Well, for this week, for this month, look into next months. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
You can start over. You can start over.
You don't have to cut this out because I think it's fun. Anyway.
Alright.
The tease for next month's Nintendo Power is really not a tease, which I'm glad I'm tired of teases.
Yeah.
But it has Chinatown Wars to be shown off by next.
Yes. Power. And that is fantastic news. Because we've gone way too long with just a freaking logo.
Yeah. And also, what was it, Next? Not Next Magazine.
In Revolution?
In Revolution.
Yeah.
It's also going to happen.
Yeah. Well,
it's interesting because we already have a screenshot of the In Revolution cover. So I'm wondering if we'll get it a little before Nintendo Power.
Ah, that's true, yeah.
Because Nintendo Powers is, you know, a month from now, and in Revolution we already have this cover, and you can even order it online.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know if it's coming in the next week or two, or if it's kind of going to be out in the next few days or months. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I saw the cover of it, and it said GTA Chinatown Wars. I don't know. Did you? What does it say exactly on the cover? Does it say in this month's issue or?
It says new for the DS. Chinatown Wars, latest details.
Huh.
Liberty City in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, that sounds promising.
Yeah, I mean, it better have something.
Yeah. We've got to hear something soon. And And honestly, I mean, I think they'll announce something pretty soon. Probably even before the magazine, especially Nintendo Power, comes out. But that survey that we got about a month ago, I mean, it seemed to be confirmed just by the way Rockstar reacted to it. But it talked about like a full 3D environment, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about full 3D and, you know, a bunch of missions, multiplayer. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that they're planning for the game. And hopefully, you know, if that rumor is to be believed, that that'll all get in there. I'm really hoping for a 3D version.
No, there better be a 3D version.
Yeah,
right?
I think everyone's expecting it. And I saw an article today that was saying why it should be in 3D. And, you know, it mentioned new games like Moon that are coming out for the DS that look amazing. And Dimensium. There's a lot of new games. I mean, even Skate It, you know, are testament to the DS's, you know, capabilities now. And developers can definitely do a lot more with the system than they could before. I mean, even think about a game like Mario 64. That was a launch title for the DS. That game is a pretty big game, you know, for a whole 3D adventure. And that game runs amazing on the DS.
Yeah, and the creators of Grand Theft Auto, they're great at squeezing as much information as they can with getting, you know, amazing looking environments out.
Yeah.
And as it is the DS, yeah, it's restrained a bit, but I think they can still do phenomenal things.
Yeah. And the developers that are making Moon, they're the same ones who did Dimension, I think. And I mean, they're a fairly small developer. I mean, you'd think Rockstar could really dedicate a lot more to really pushing the hardware for the DS. So I have high hopes for it, and I hope it'll deliver. So yeah, I'm really excited for GTA, guys.
It will be good because I need some new DS games to play.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's another big one for the end of the year, DS game. So, well, that's really it. Next week. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to talk about a disaster.
Oh yeah.
Well, because was a week and a half ago, we found out it was rated by the OFLC, the rating board of Australia.
Yeah.
And then this past week, Nintendo officially confirmed that it was still in production.
Right. That is good news.
Yeah, that is very good news. We still don't know much about when or if they changed anything, but I'm hoping at Tokyo or sometime soon we should be hearing about this game, because you don't get a game reviewed for nothing.
Right. Yeah, and they've shown that the Tokyo Game Show before. And that's where I think they're most likely to show it off here in the next couple months, especially if it's been confirmed to still be in development and it's been rated. I just can't see them not showing it off at Tokyo.
Yeah, especially since I'm going back to E3 again, but E3 people are so upset that if we're hearing these rumblings and Nintendo shows nothing, I think people are going to be even more upset.
Right. Yeah, I'm really excited for Disaster, and we need to hear about so many Nintendo games. It's not even funny. And speaking of events that are coming up, Tokyo Game Show is not till October, but PAX, the Penny Arcade Expo, what are the dates for that, James? Isn't that, it's next weekend, 8th, right?
Yeah, 28th.
Yeah, 28th or 29th. So we'll hopefully have some coverage of that. I doubt we'll get any big announcements, but we'll hopefully get some new gameplay footage at least for some of the games. Yeah, Conduit for sure. And I know that Nintendo is going to be there, so I think they'll have Wii Sports Resort and Wii Music. You know, a lot of the games they had at E3. So maybe we'll even hear more news about those
maybe new sports, perhaps.
Right, which would be awesome.
We're waiting for a hot tub lounging.
Yeah.
Cross your fingers, all right?
Cross your fingers, guys. Hot tub lounging. Wii Sports Resort.
Or shaving a fat naked guy's back.
Or that. Or both. I think they could do both. That could be a mini game.
Hot tub shaving his fat naked guy's back.
Yeah, I think so, James.
Well, it's like I won't be buying this game.
Well, it sounds fantastic already. Oh, man. Well, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys later, and have a good weekend. You guys got to say goodbye.
No.
All right, take it easy, guys. Have a good week. James, you ruined my out.
All right, do your out, James.
I'm out.
That's lame. I'm just kidding. I'm going to put this in the podcast.
It's fun.
Man. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Wait, I'm done. It's over.
No, say it again right now.
It's over. I've already said goodbye.
Say it again.
No, I've already said goodbye.